Now we go uptown to Harlem, where hundreds demonstrated in front of Harlem's 28th precinct, where 33 activists, led by noted author and Princeton professor Cornel West and veteran revolutionary fighter Carl Dix, were arrested protesting the New York City Police Department's racist, illegal, and illegitimate stop and frisk policy.
Stop, stop and frisk! Cease and desist!
A couple of the people who are going to get arrested.
Want to address some remarks to you right now.
We're going to start off with Cornel West.
To be in Harlem.
Yes, sir.
Always a blessing to be in Harlem.
It's like coming home for me.
Because when you know Harlem well,
you not just have some suffering and misery. But you got some style too. And you got some joy too.
We stand here in front of the police department to say,
in the spirit of love,
we don't hate anybody,
but we love young people
of all colors,
but we zero in on the black and brown who are disproportionately targeted.
We care for you.
We're concerned about you.
And we will go to jail for you.
In the face of the corporate greed at the top.
But we also know we got to bear witness.
For what we think is right.
What we think is just.
What we think is moral.
So if you got to take us to jail, get ready to take us to jail.
Stop and frisk.
It's against the law.
Stop and frisk don't stop the crime. Stop and frisk is the crime.
I'm Jamel.
And these are my people.
And y'all are my people too.
I grew up.
With the terminal fear.
Instilled from my mother.
To fear the police.
To grow up.
Knowing that you will be a suspect.
As an everyday reality.
Every day I grew up.
I had escalating incidents with the police.
And I may look like a rabble rouser.
But I'm a damn Fulbright scholar. And the weeks before I was to depart for my trip, I was assaulted by Boston police. They whooped my ass. And then charged me.
With resisting arrest.
I don't do this.
Because I may be stopped and frisked again.
I do this.
For the youth I teach.
I do this.
For my mother.
For all mothers.
No mother should have to raise their child.
With their sights lowered.
No
child,
no child
should have to grow up this way.
Should have to grow up this way.
So we need to act.
So we need to act.
Right now.
Right now.
Today.
Today.
To stop, stop, and frisk.
To stop, stop, and frisk.
Stop, stop, and frisk. Stop, stop, and frisk.
Stop, stop, and frisk.
It looks like.
It looks like.
Some vans have pulled up out there.
Some vans have pulled up out there.
They got their handcuffs.
They got their handcuffs.
And all that business.
And all that business.
But let's be, remember.
Let's remember
that what we're doing here today,
that what we're doing here today
is the beginning,
is the beginning
of a movement,
of a movement
to stop,
to stop
this illegitimate,
this illegitimate,
illegal,
illegal,
unjust,
unjust,
and racist,
and racist
stop and frisk,
stop and frisk,
nonviolent,
nonviolent
civil disobedience,
civil disobedience,
to launch this movement to stop, stop, and frisk.
To launch this movement to stop, stop, and frisk.
I want to bring up another brother.
I want to bring up another brother.
The brother who's joined us to do civil disobedience.
A brother who's joined us to do civil disobedience.
DJ Magnificent Zulu Nation.
DJ Magnificent Zulu Nation.
I get a peace.
Peace.
Unity.
Unity.
Love.
Love.
And having fun.
And having fun.
What we want.
What we want.
Knowledge, wisdom.
Knowledge, wisdom.
And a whole lot of understanding.
And a whole lot of understanding.
But I don't understand it.
But I don't understand it.
That I've been arrested at this precinct 68 times.
That I've been arrested at this precinct 68 times.
For having unity in the community.
For having unity in the community.
I was going to get a paper.
I was going to get a paper.
Standing on the corner in unity.
And
I was stopped and frisked.
And I was stopped and frisked.
I was going to get a quart of milk.
I was going to get a quart of milk.
And I had to run.
And I had to run.
They wanted to know what was in my pockets.
So we
come out here today to be arrested, to stop, and frisk. Peace.
Lord, Lord.
Okay, my name is Randy. We live in a city. There are 700,000 stops and frisks this year.
There's 700,000 stops and frisks this year.
It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe.
That's four times the amount.
That's four times the amount.
That took place.
That took place.
Under Rudy Giuliani.
Under Rudy Giuliani.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
Should be called Mayor Michael Lester Maddox Bloomberg.
Maddox Bloomberg.
And his police commissioner, as far as I'm concerned,
and his police commissioner, as far as I'm concerned,
is Ray Bull Connor Kelly.
Is Ray Bull Connor Kelly.
It has got to stop.
And it has got to stop.
We need to merge with the civil rights movement embodied by Mr. Dix and Mr. West and the Reverend Phelps and everyone else up here from OWS will merge and form a grand civil rights movement against stops and frisks.
My name is Earl Cooper Camp.
My name is Earl Cooper Camp.
Stop and frisk is wrong.
Stop and frisk is wrong.
So we're here.
So we're here.
To put our bodies on the line.
To
stop, stop, and frisk.
To stop, stop, and frisk.
What we start today.
What we start today.
We take to Brooklyn.
We take to Brooklyn.
We take to the Bronx.
We take to the Bronx.
We take to Queens.
We take to Queens.
We take to Staten Island.
Staten Island.
Stop, stop, and frisk.
Stop, stop, and frisk.
In New York City.
In New York City.
Okay, sisters and brothers.
Okay, sisters and brothers.
It appears that the police.
It appears that the police
have recognized.
Have recognized
that we're going to do this.
That we're going to do this.
And they're going to do what they're going to do.
And they're going to do what they're going to do.
So we are going to stand here.
We are going to stand here.
And make our statement.
And make our statement.
To stop, stop, and frisk.
To stop, stop, and frisk.
All right, the police are setting up barricades. Putting people in pens.
Y'all sure y'all wanna come in? All right, excuse me, I gotta get in. Get in, get in.
Gotta back in, gotta back in.
Y'all have to go in here.
Making a physical separation between those who are going to be arrested. Let's see, about 30 people in front are going to be arrested. People being arrested here, black and white, old and young, male and female, some in their teens or early 20s, going to the people in the 60s, a lot of people standing up to stop, stop and frisk. Last of the protesters has been arrested. Crowd here, at least 300. Beginnings of a new movement to end stop and frisk in New York City and around the country.
You are
the 99%.
You are the 99%.
You are
the 99%.
New infusion momentum for the civil rights movement in New York City by an alliance with Occupy Wall Street.
Show me what a police state looks like! Show me what a police state looks like!
This is what a police state looks like!
We're here with Sean at the Stop and Frisk demonstration, but frankly, no matter where I go, there's always Sean, and he's clearly one of the people involved in providing medical assistance to the people who are camped out at Occupy Wall Street. And I think our listeners should understand some of the sacrifice and what they have endured during these 6 weeks now of protest.
There's a lot of dedicated people there at Liberty Square. They've endured a lot of harsh weather, constantly being surrounded by the police, witnessing or experiencing police brutality. But everybody there is strong, is there for social and economic justice, and want to see some real change, and are going to be there for whatever it takes.
Sean, the other night it was raining. That's clearly going to happen again. Physically, what have people been enduring, and how do you cope and respond?
Well, a few days ago, we treated at least 15 patients for hypothermia. We have a medical clinic where we are able to treat people a lot better than we did before without. It is essential that we do have a medical tent there.
The kind of things that you do to sustain people, I don't know why folks are not getting depressed, and I darn well know they're getting cold and they're getting wet. So what keeps them there, and physically, what do you do to sustain people as the weather worsens and the sacrifices become even more than they were 6 weeks ago?
People are bound and determined to stay there indefinitely, and as we get into the colder weather, it'll be a lot harder to be sustainable. We do have the medical clinic there to treat people inside. We have doctors and nurses from around the country and give the best health care provided by some of the best folks. I came here for social and economic change in the system we have today. We always could use your support. Call the mayor, tell him to stop sending police out to tear down our tents. We need them to be sustainable. Thank you so much.